Outline of Sermon at Delivered over radio station Koret, Eugene, Oregon. Week beginning October 9, 1933. By Herbert W. Armstrong. Thursday morning, October 12, 33. Text, Galatians 3:27-29, For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. This text is really little understood, first, as to what the promise was. Second, as to why we have to be Abraham's seed to inherit the promise. Third, as to when we shall inherit them. And fourth, why they are all inherited only through Christ. To really understand these points, let us study the 8th verse of the 15th chapter of Romans. Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. A clear understanding of this text will greatly increase our knowledge of Christ and of the gospel of the kingdom which he preached. Notice, Jesus was a minister for the truth of God. In other words, Christ was a messenger sent from God with a message, which message is the truth. Then note again, he was a minister, or messenger, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. He preached the gospel of the kingdom and commanded all ministers to be preaching that gospel and not any other. Then the promises made unto the fathers has something to do with that gospel. Let us now consider, who are the fathers? 2. What are the promises made to them? And 3. When do we share in their inheritance? And 4. How may we inherit them? Who are the fathers? The Lord commanded Moses to say, as recorded in Exodus 3:15, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the fathers. And Peter said, while preaching in the temple after the day of Pentecost, Acts 3:13, The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers. And Paul says, in Romans 4:16-17, To that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. And again in Galatians 3:16, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. So there should be no misunderstanding as to who the fathers are. They are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 2. What are the promises made to them? We will now have to turn back into the book of Genesis to find the account of the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. First, let us see what promises were made to Abraham. Genesis 12:1-5-7, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. Now some seem to believe that land means heaven. A man once told me that land in these promises did not mean land, it meant peace, and joy, and happiness, but I am sure that those of you who are farmers will not altogether agree today that the word land means peace and joy and happiness. But to make certain, notice the text, Abraham was in the land of Canaan. And the Canaanite was then in the land. It is the land wherein the Canaanites then dwelt, the land where Abraham journeyed to, right on this earth, and the Lord made him a promise, Unto thy seed will I give this land. The promise, then, was the promise of possession of land. It was this land, the land where Abraham then dwelt. Now let us notice the 13th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses, And the Lord said unto Abram, After that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Note, the promise is of the land Abraham could see from where he stood in the land of Canaan. Notice God will give it to him, and his seed. Now turn to the 15th chapter of Genesis, verses 2-5-7, and 18, and Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them, and he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. Again the promise is a land, not some other land. And Abraham is to inherit it. Verse 18 makes it more plain, In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The promised land, then, is from the Nile River in Egypt, in Africa, to the Euphrates River, in Asia, which empties into the Persian Gulf. And again in the 17th chapter, the first 2 and 8 verses, are the promises re-promised to Abraham, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly, neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. So God said he would give the land where Abraham then dwelt as a stranger, the specific land of Canaan, to Abraham for an everlasting possession. Now notice how God re-promised the same promise to Isaac. It is in Genesis 26:3, And Isaac went, and the Lord appeared unto him, and said, Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee, and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And again God re-promised the same promise to Jacob. Note. And behold the Lord, said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou leest, to thee will I give it, continued. Genesis 35:9-12. Confirms all he told Jacob. Now a peculiar point I want you to notice carefully, is that Abraham died without having ever received that promise and he has never yet, to this day, received the promised inheritance. For proof of this, turn to the 7th chapter of Acts, the 2nd to the 5th verses. It is in Stephen's defense, when he was falsely accused before the council at Jerusalem. And he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham, when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. Notice, it was the land where the Jews dwelt after the crucifixion of Christ, the land of which Jerusalem was the capital. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him. Now notice also Hebrews 11:8-12, By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Now when will Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob receive the promised land, and when do we share in the promised inheritance, and how may we inherit the promises with Abraham? Available first from Friends of the Sabbath website www.friendsofsabbath.org.